Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real, and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I have missed you all for the last couple of weeks. Well, we had a guest last week, but before that I was out with some challenges, with actually some health challenges. And you know, if you've listened to this show, if you're a regular listener, you know that I always say that I have no control over what happens to me. I have no control over what doesn't happen, but what I do have control over is my perspective, my behavior, my attitude, my words, my personal vibration, my energy. I have control over what I want to send out. And I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Now, what does that mean? What the hell does that mean? It means that, especially for my new listeners, it means that my priority, regardless of what's happening, is happiness. And when I use the term, you know, when I use the word happiness, I'm not talking about a temporary happiness where, okay, I won the lotto, yee-hee, or I met Mr. Prince Charming, woo-hoo. I'm talking about a foundation, a personal foundation, which consists of internal peace, contentment, trusting, knowing, and totally, this is the hard one, surrendering to whatever happens, surrendering to the universe, surrendering to the universe's plan. When I say knowing, I mean knowing that everything that is going on in my life, and quite frankly, in the world, and there's a lot of, excuse me, there's a lot of shit happening in the world that is, it's very difficult to think that there's something good about this, that there's something that can be found that's positive about the most atrocious things that are going on. And I had a long talk with the universe the last couple of weeks. When I say talk, I mean really a listen, because when I'm quiet, I can hear. I can hear what the universe is trying to, I can hear what the universe is communicating to me. And that is that indeed, however it looks, whatever I think about it with my, small little mind, I mean, I can't even grasp a bigger plan. I can't even grasp that there is something that's going to be good that comes out of someone getting beheaded. I know this is a heavy topic, but let me try to, and I'm going to go to my callers in just a minute. We have a few callers in the queue, and you know, this show is really about answering your questions. But before this earth was formed, before the universe was formed, there's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of planets colliding. There's just a lot of explosions. And with every explosion, there came a creation. So with everything that happens, there comes a creation. Now let's just go back to, you know, I don't even want to go back. I just want to say that it's very difficult to trust that whatever is going on, there is going to be something positive. There is going to be something good that's going to be created by it. And that's where that word trust comes in. And this show, Reality Spirituality, is about teaching how to trust, teaching how to know, teaching how to surrender so that this journey, your journey, my journey, is a journey of contentment, peace, and happiness, regardless of what's happening. Now, I want to make an announcement really quick. I have a one of my dear friends is hosting a fashion show that is going to be supporting the Special Olympics in New York. And it's going to be Saturday, September the 13th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the center court of the Smith Haven Mall. That's in Lake Grove. And that's in, I believe it's in Long Island. So it's free. It's free to the public. Go. It's called Be Extraordinary Fashion Show to Benefit Special Olympics in New York, Saturday, September 13th, from 1 to 3. So all my New Yorkers, get out there. So let me go to my first caller. And when I give you your prefix, just give me your name. You don't have to give me your last name, of course. But my first caller is area code 630. Area code 630. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
Okay, so I have a question. So I have been looking for a position, and I had an interview yesterday, and it seemed to go well. I was kind of surprised they asked for references. And I have another one later next week, and that person had told me he was extremely interested in me on my background. I just wondered if you see one of these positions panning out or if you think it might take a bit longer to find something.
Ooh, I love questions like this because basically what you're asking me is to, you know, what do I feel about your future, right? What do I feel about what's going on
like
in your
career? Yeah, like career.
Yeah, your future career, right?
Yeah, because I've been looking really hard the last month or so, and, you know, I've been looking a while, but... Just
now, what do you feel about what I was talking about a little bit earlier about surrendering to?
I like that. Yeah, because basically I walked out of the interview yesterday and I really didn't expect anything. I just wrote a thank you note and she wrote me back 2 hours later and said, here's the job description and I'd like to reach out to your references. Can you provide them? I was shocked. I didn't think she said there was going to be some kind of second interview, but I don't know.
Well, see, one of the things that I do on this show is not only let's get to the bigger picture. Let's get to what we're going to need for the rest of our life. I know that you're looking, you know, you're wanting a position and you've been looking really hard for the last month, but let's go a little bit deeper than that. Okay, let's go a little bit deeper. To give you some tools and give you some tools to take with you forever. And that is that one of the things that I had to learn is that I have no idea how my life is going to plan out. I mean, looking back, let me ask you a question, Lisa. Looking back, has your life evolved exactly the way that you thought it was going to be or exactly the way that you planned it?
No, not at all. Nope.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. So, oh, I love that. I'm getting chills. When I get chills, it means, you know, the truth is coming out. And thank you for being so honest. So, and sharing. So, what that means for me, now I don't know if it's true for you, but I can only speak for myself, my dear Lisa. What that meant to me was I don't have control over anything that's going to happen. But everything that's happened to me, including, my dear Lisa, being disinherited from my mother, disinherited, including the last 5 years of my father's life, who basically had a dementia and didn't, you know, couldn't take care of himself, including financial challenges, including health challenges, everything that's happened to me has been for a reason that has caused me to evolve and grow and be get to another level of contentment. How about you?
Yeah, I do agree with that. Like, you don't know, but so you don't have any sense then you couldn't say what you thought about it?
Not specifically, you know. No, but what I can say is that I would like you to, and this is a message, to you don't have to try so hard. Relax, surrender, and say, you know what, universe, I know you got this. I'm gonna flow with the ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it though, usually when they ask for references, real positive? I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
You know, usually you don't.
That's what I'm thinking. But let me say this.
But you never know. So.
Yeah, and one of the things that I had to, you know, be if you want to be happier, I can't have any expectations. And I can't about anything or anybody, and I cannot get attached to anything. I can't get attached to my house, my job, my body, I can't be attached.
Yeah,
so,
but like if you have health challenges or anything, you still have to deal with them. You have to call your doctor. I mean, you know, I do that. You have to, you know, you've got to deal with different situations and always hope the outcome is going to be good, but I think that's the same with the job. You just have to keep on looking, and then, you know, when I guess what you're saying is pretty much true, too. You don't have control when the right thing happens, and they want you, and you want the place. It's just going to click, you know. There isn't,
yes.
You know, there isn't really a time thing that's going to happen on that, and if you have a health problem,
yes.
All you can do is deal with
that's
it.
That's exactly what I'm saying,
it, you
know? And relax with it. Relax with it. You
yeah.
know, relax
so I
seem with
like I'm. Did I sound too uptight about it?
Well, you do, you feel a little. Let's see. The word is there's a couple words. A little heavy with the energy. It's not very light,
mm-hmm.
and you,
mm-hmm.
it seems a little serious. Like this is a
yeah.
this is serious. And so what happens is when I feel heavier, when I feel light, then things don't flow as easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are
yeah.
energy, my dear. You're energy, and so whatever energy you are, you're going to be attracting the same type of energy. So if you're heavy and flowing, in other words, you can go through the same process, but just be lighter about it, and that comes with trusting and surrendering and knowing that the universe has you, I mean, has got your back. I mean, come on, the universe has your back?
Right. But what if, like, you keep on getting obstacles, you know, like you thought you would stop getting them, but, you know, it's a period of time and you keep on getting them, just have to kind of deal
well,
with
then,
it, right?
Then that means that the universe wants you to be okay with obstacles. And quite frankly,
mm-hmm.
obstacles is a label. What if we change that word obstacle and changed it to something else, like a gift? You know, it sounds crazy. I'm a little crazy
mm-hmm.
here, but it's the words that we use that really causes, and it's the thoughts that we use that really causes all of our quote unquote suffering or angst or anxiety or
mm-hmm.
discontent. It's the words that we use and the thoughts about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do believe, like you said, that you are where you're meant to be. You know, there isn't like. Not that you have control over it, and that things happen for a reason, and you have to kind of go with the flow and trust and I do believe in all that. And, you know, you do have to try to do your part and, you know, be positive and, you know, get out of, hopefully get into better situations if you feel they're not right. But, you know, you have to kind of go with the flow and let things happen over time and not, you know, you can't look at it real negatively because then it's going to affect you too much that way and you're going to concentrate on the negative versus the positive. So I agree with that. I agree with that totally. I do.
So you know what? So you know what, my dear Lisa? You already have all of the answers. You really have all of the answers. It's just that I'm just here to remind you of what you already know. And not only remind you, but to really confirm with what's happened in my life that I have had to listen. Okay, hold on a second. Let me just be really honest. I don't know about you, but I was a control-aholic, okay? Controlling, I thought I had control over what happened. I thought I had, and it's a form of control, wanting to know, is a form of wanting to be in control. And picture this. So you're in a, I don't know, what do you want, a Bentley or you want a Rolls Royce? What would you like? What would you like?
I don't really care.
Let me just give you, you know, a Mercedes, a big Mercedes. And see, the universe is always driving. The universe is always driving. So it's up to us, it's up to you, it's up to me to either sit in the back seat and enjoy the ride, or I'm going to be honest, there were years when I was trying to grab that steering wheel and turn right, turn left. And any time I grab that steering wheel, I don't feel as good. I don't feel relaxed. I feel like, you know, there's something wrong. Something should be happening. Something's not happening. But it's all in my control to either sit back and relax and enjoy the ride or try to drive.
And what does that mean when you say sit back and relax and enjoy the ride? Accept every day and try to concentrate on the positives and let things happen as they unfold, even though, you know, I think you have somewhat of a, you know, ability to shape things, but not completely. I mean, I don't think you should just sit back and if you don't have a job, don't look for it, but enjoy the ride, meaning don't be heavy about it. Is that what you're saying? Just
yes.
Sit back,
yes.
Do your thing, and then let things happen.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And let me add something because you brought up another really good point. And the other point is this. And this is something that I had to learn, and I had to learn it the hard way. Because sometimes that's the only way I have to learn is, you know, the hard way. And that is, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a house where my mother and father preached, you got to be productive. You have to do something. You have to do something. If I didn't do anything during the day, if I didn't get anything accomplished, then I had a lot of different thoughts about me. You know, I'm lazy, I'm procrastinating, whatever the thoughts are. But what I've done now is, and what happened to me, I don't know if you experienced that too, but what happened to me is the universe said, listen, you want to be happy, or you want to have these thoughts about not being productive, not doing enough. And of course, my answer is always wanting to be happy. And so they sat me down. When I say sat me down, it was a period of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sitting in a chair, not, you know, maybe watching TV, not even reading, just sitting down doing nothing. Do you know how long it took me to sit down and not do nothing and feel good about myself?
Probably a day.
Weekend. Oh, you know what? You're cute. 2 years.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, because you said something about doing something, yes, but I act and I do when I'm inspired to. It's a big difference between acting when you're inspired and acting when I feel like I should. That word should, I don't even use that anymore. Because there's nothing I should do. There's only what I'm inspired to do. And that really helps lighten me up. I don't know if you resonate with that. Do you?
Yeah. maximum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I really want to say is, with all the things that are happening, I just want you to know that everything is unfolding to your benefit. Everything that's happening is for your betterment. Everything that's happening to you, including not having a job or getting a job, is all happening because it's the best thing for you in this particular moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give me an example of something that happened in your past that it didn't look very good at the time, but, you know, something came out of it that was really, really great, like a good lesson?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give an example now, but it's happened many times that way. And you look back
okay. And
you're like, you know, yeah, a year later, like, this was actually very good that this happened, you know?
Okay.
Like a lot of the challenges that you think were challenges turned out to be actually, you know, for a reason. And you had growth out of it, and it worked out for the best.
Yeah. Yes. So that's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I think you're right about that. I'm just going to surrender a little bit more, and that would be positive for me, you know, because otherwise, you know, your mind is very important. Like you said, you know, it can either go either direction, and you have to kind of, you know, work in your own favor. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, now you brought up one other thing that is really, really important, because, see, I get inspired to talk by what you just said, and there are two voices in my head. There's a universal voice, and there's this other chatter, mind chatter. You know, some people call it the ego, whatever label you want to put it. But you can tell the difference. You can tell the different voices based on how you feel, right? This back and forth, and will I, and because let me just call it the ego or mind chatter. You know the voice I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oof, I'm glad you know that. And so what I've had to do is, because resisting anything or resisting doesn't work, it's just because there's a reason even for that voice that tells me that I'm not doing enough, and why didn't I write another chapter? Why didn't I write my article? Why is my newsletter, you know, 2 months late? That kind of thing, that kind of voice. And what I've done is I've allowed the voice to come in, but I don't put any power. In other words, I don't give it any power. What I've done is I put it, like, I don't know if you like theater, but I love musical theater. And so I put the voice, I pretend that the voice, I visualize that the voice is on stage. And I hear the voice, and I hear what it's saying, but it's not real. It's like a reality television. It's like a television show or a movie. It's not real. So in other words, not resist the voice, but just kind of put it in its own place and give it the attention or the power, because there's a difference between the universe's voice, which is saying, my dear Lisa, everything is in order. You're going to get the job that's going to be best for you. You're going to wind up in a place exactly that's going to be the best for you. And the other voice of, gee, I don't know what's going to happen, and I mean, this job, and what about? It's been a long time, it's been a month. So there's a difference. And just,
yes.
I just wanted to share that, recognize the difference, and
yeah,
you have
to put it on the back. You have to put it on the back burner, you know.
Yes,
it's a divine, like there's an order with things, and it all comes together. And yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like I'm moving. I had bought a condo and I sold that one. I had it many, many years, and now I'm going into another one. So I have a huge change happening even in 2 weeks with that. And, you know, I think it's going to be positive, and it's just kind of scary because it's a lot of change. When I haven't had change, there's just so much change happening. But I think sometimes there's a reason for that. Maybe it's time to have that change, and you have to kind of go with it. That's what I'm realizing. I already found out that answer, that basically
yeah.
It's time for change. So you know, I am going there and it is happening. And, but, you know, you have to kind of then say, well, it should be good the next step. And you have to kind of go with the flow a little bit and, you know, experience it as it happens, you know, because like this place has hardwood floors and I always had carpeting. So that means eventually I will buy some rugs. I mean, right now I have one, but the place seems nice and it has a lot of positives. And, you know, you can, like, look at the negatives. Oh, it doesn't have the carpeting, but for the best, you know, it might be nicer to have hardwood floors and have nice carpets, too, which you could actually change over time, you know? So
look at you.
You know, so it's kind of interesting. So I have to, like, actually do this in the next week or two, and, you know, it's a lot of change, but you just kind of have to put it on the back burner and just say let it happen, I guess, because when you haven't had a lot of change, I think you get, at least I do, you know, you get so wound up in it, and like you said, it's not to your benefit, because it's going to happen, and it's happening, and there is a reason for it, and I'll probably look back and say, well, you know, this probably worked out for the best later, but you do have to go through the changes, and that does include a job search, too, and whatever it is that you're going through, which is a lot, I think, compared to, you know, what I normally have, but, you know, for everybody, it's different, but I do think you have to put it on the back burner and just let things kind of develop over time and have trust that you're in the right place. I totally agree with you. So thank you so much for putting that a little bit more in perspective. Instead of
you're welcome. You're welcome. And,
yeah.
And your word, your magic word is just flow, surrender, trust, flow, surrender, trust, just flow, surrender, trust. And you know what? Start having fun with it. Start smiling. You know, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So start smiling through all of it and start getting comfortable.
I like that, flow, surrender, trust, just when you're feeling those voices, you know, just do that, flow, surrender, trust. Because you could actually go in the opposite direction and drive yourself crazy because I have a big problem with blowing things totally out of proportion when I'm in crisis mode or when I have a lot going on, totally going the wrong way where normally I might go a little bit. I go so much that it's really to my, like, it really harms me, you know, when you're going through a lot. So I think you have to put things in, like you said, that perspective and flow with it because I have blown too many things out of proportion that really did, they harmed me a lot lately. And it never came true. It never happened, like, what I thought so bad or that someone didn't do something or, I mean, it was all kind of, I made it up in my mind. So I do really need to work on that. You have to be aware of what you're doing because people react different to change and, you know, when they're in not such a great place or whatever. You know what I mean? Change to some might be great, to others it might not be. But you have to look at it differently to make it work for you.
That's,
if you're being
right.
Too
and
scared.
And I want to add something else
too scared,
to you.
You know,
yeah, I want to add another word for you. I want to add breathe. I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe through it and just start breathing a little bit deeper and just relax. Breathe, relax, flow, surrender. Breathe, relax, flow, surrender. Yeah, you are serious. You kind of have a little serious energy there. And just lighten up and realize that this is supposed to be fun. It really is.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not like I'm not telling you really bad things. I mean, some people are, like, in desperate situations. They're homeless or something. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of like sometimes I think you can't if you really have a situation. Well, even if you do, you have to. But it's not like this is life or death. I'm not on my deathbed. So I think you're kind of right with that. It's kind of your perspective on the change. So I'm going to have to kind of just do that a little bit more because, I mean, there are people you can't compare, but it's not like it's so bad that in 2 weeks you're going to move. You know what I mean? It's not. At least you have this happening. I mean, some people don't, and they're stuck.
Let me say this. One of the things that actually subtracts from your happiness is noticing anybody else and what they're going through. Because just like you and just like me, they are on their own individual journey. And there are some people that are homeless, my dear Lisa, that are happy. Believe it or not, I've met them. So, in other words, everybody's different. We are as different as our fingerprints. And unless I am living in somebody's skin, and unless I am them, I can't even conceive of it might look like a horrible situation to me. This might look like a bad relationship for me, but for them, I can't put a judgment on anyone else. But what I can do is just accept and know that they're experiencing exactly what they need to experience also.
Yeah, I think that's true. So I hope that you said that you had gone through some health challenges, and I hope that everything worked out for you. You sound like a really nice person.
Oh, well, thank you. Everything will work out for me. Everything will work as usual. It always works out, and whatever happens to me is always happening for my betterment, and I'm just going to grow from it, even if it's going to be just by being an example. I mean, do I sound like I'm upset about health challenges? I mean, come on. That's part of life.
Exactly.
Part of life.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to be a little bit or a lot more just, like you said, relaxed with the changes and go with the flow.
Oh, good. And call back anytime. I love talking to you. You're such a great example for all of us. And you really, not only have you, you've added to the show, and just by your knowing, see, you know all of this, but you're also helping other people to believe exactly what I was talking about before. So you're helping others
yeah.
in this conversation. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to stay on and listen. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, what a great call. I actually had a couple of callers. We have some questions in the chat room. Well, no, there's no questions now. Unless I have some more callers, I'm going to wrap up the show because this is such an interesting one of my health issues was that I had throat nodules. And what that means is that, and it's nothing dangerous, nothing serious unless you don't rest your voice. So believe it or not, I had to rest my voice and be quiet for almost 3 weeks. Now, 3 weeks being quiet and not being able to talk is easy for me because, well, it's not that easy because I also teach aerobics. I had to cancel all my exercise classes because, you know, you can't teach an exercise class unless you're talking. But one of the things that I did in 2011 was to take a voluntary 40-day vow of silence. 40 days of not speaking. So when my, you know, ENT doctor told me that I had to rest my voice for 2 to 3 weeks, I'm thinking, this is a piece of cake. 40 days of not speaking, and what did I learn? I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about other people. I learned that sometimes people are very, especially in this world, are very uncomfortable with silence. If you can imagine just being uncomfortable with silence. And that comes from, because I used to do it, you know, come in the house, turn on the radio, turn on the TV, it's called background noise, being uncomfortable with silence. And the only reason why I was uncomfortable with silence was because all of the voices in my, you know, all the voices, you know, the thoughts. And again, not giving thoughts any power. In other words, letting them run amok without giving them any power is the key. Secondly, what I've learned is I can communicate with anyone with my energy. I can communicate, and I could feel people's energy, and I can feel whether they are, you know, the word, I don't even like using that word heavy. I like using a word dense. Actually, Panache Desai uses the word dense. And if you take, let's just take water, for instance. And water has different stages. You can freeze water, and, of course, it turns into ice. And then you just have water and it just flows, or you can steam water, or boil water and it turns into steam. So energy is the same. Either it's very dense, just like an ice cube, you know, and it's, I mean, if you can imagine trying to get through an ice cube, it's not as easy as when you're traveling through or trying to get through steam. So that's how I communicate. And my energy, the energy that I put out, is my responsibility. The energy that I put out is the same kind of energy that I'm going to get back. And so when I say you can change the world by not even leaving the house, you can change the world by sitting in your home just by changing, shifting your energy. So is your energy dense like an ice cube, or is it steamy and light? And you can feel the difference when you're dense. And I'm not saying that I'm walking around here all the time steamy, because things happen. I'm challenged. But what I am is very conscious of my energy. I'm very conscious of what kind of energy I'm putting out. And if there is a time, because, listen, I'm not the same today as I was yesterday. And just like the moon, just like the planets, just like the sun, there are different phases. There's different, you know, the moon gets full, there's a half moon, there's a quarter moon, there's a new moon. Same thing with all of us. We go through different phases, and recognizing this phase, in other words, when I'm feeling this more dense, and I can feel it because what happens is everything irritates me, or I start taking things a little bit more seriously. And when I feel that, I know it's a time for me to be quiet. It's a time for me to talk less. It's a time for me not to engage in conversation as much. It's all about really knowing yourself and knowing what, you know, it's all about finding a good fit for you. And with, I can only be the example or an example of what I've done, but we're all so different. And sometimes that being quiet and being by yourself and just, you know, I call it hibernation. I go into my hibernation mode. It's the best for me. Because it's kind of like a car, you know, running out of gas, and then you get refueled. I get refueled after I come out of hibernation mode. And just to know that all of us go through these ups and downs and phases, and, you know, where you feel like you're on top of the world, and then you can go through another phase where, gee, everything is, oh, all these challenges, all of this things coming at you. And it's all a part of life. You can't do anything to stop it. You can't do anything to speed it up. You can't do anything to slow it down. You can't make it happen. You cannot not make it happen. The only thing that I can do is either resist what's going on or flow what's going on with what's going on. And the more you flow, the lighter you feel, the steamier you feel, and quite frankly, the happier you are. So we don't have any callers, because I actually had callers, and then, you know, some people call and they don't want to talk and they do want to talk, and I go with all of it. I go with the flow. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m., and if you like to more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to the private session tabs and follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And until tomorrow, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical example of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Good.
Now,
get real good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.